In our second example, the U.S. faces a terrorist attack in New York City. What effect might this event have on the determinants of aggregate demand? The most immediate result will probably be a drop in consumer confidence due to uncertainties about security. This would result in a decrease in customer spending and, in turn, a decrease in aggregate demand. In another example, we experience a large decline in the value of the dollar on the foreign exchange market. Think carefully about what the end effect of this change might be. Let's walk through the effects. If the value of the dollar falls in relation to, say, the euro, that means that the new exchange rate allows European consumers to obtain more dollars for each euro than they could before. That means that from their perspective, U.S. goods and services have just become relatively less expensive. This change leads European consumers to buy more U.S. exports, causing U.S. net exports to rise. So the end result of a depreciation of the dollar is an increase in aggregate demand, shifting the curve to the right.